Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear a lecture on the Atacama Desert in Chile. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this lecture on geography. We are going to continue our focus on deserts and desertification, and today we'll look at the phenomenon of rain shadow deserts. As an example, we'll have a look at the Atacama Desert, the highest and driest desert in the world. The centre of the Atacama Desert is known as the driest place on Earth. The reason for the Atacama's aridity is due to its special geographical conditions, which create what is known as a rain shadow over the area. Rain shadow deserts are formed because tall mountain ranges prevent moisture-rich clouds from reaching areas on the other side of the range. In the case of the Atacama Desert, winds coming off the Atlantic Ocean carry moisture towards the Andes. The mountains cause the moist air to rise until condensation causes the moisture to be released as rain. As all this moisture is released from the cloud, only dry air moves over the top of the Andes. Any wind that comes off the Pacific towards the Atacama Desert is too cool to retain any moisture. The result is that nearly all the air above the Atacama is too dry to create any rain, and it is this that is known as a rain shadow. One unexpected benefit of the rain shadow over the Atacama and the desert's high altitude is that it creates an unusually clear sky, and so the area is ideal for the observation of space. Last year, the US National Science Foundation inaugurated the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, one of the world's most powerful telescopes. The telescope comprises 66 antennas that will provide high-resolution images of the earliest galaxies in the distant universe, as well as the formation processes of planets circling stars in our own Milky Way galaxy. Scientists from around the world will have the opportunity to explore such objects as they never could before, with an array of telescopes more than 100 times more powerful than any previous millimeter arrays. The Atacama Desert of Chile covers the northern third of the country, stretching more than 1,000 kilometres. Straddling the southern border of Peru, it is bound on the west by the barren hills on the Pacific coast, and it extends east into the Andes Mountains. At an average elevation of about 4,000 metres, it is not only the highest desert in the world, but also one of the coldest, with temperatures averaging between 0 and minus 25 degrees Celsius. The plant and animal life in the Atacama survive under perhaps the Earth's most demanding conditions. Local populations have relied on some of the species of plant for medical purposes for generations. Animal life is very rare in this desert, though there are a few insects and lizards to be found. Mice and foxes are also present, but in very small numbers. In spite of its inhospitable environment, the Atacama Desert has a variety of natural resources, and the Atacama was one of Chile's chief sources of wealth until the First World War. Prior to that time, that nation had a monopoly on the nitrate commerce worldwide. 3 million tons were extracted in some years, and the taxes alone on these exports amounted to 50% of the government's revenues. Currently, the Atacama Desert is littered with approximately 170 abandoned nitrate mining towns, almost all of which were shut down decades after the invention of synthetic nitrate in Germany at the turn of the 20th century. Since that time, sulphur has been mined, as well as copper, which is the region's chief source of revenue, providing over 30% of the world's copper supply. The Atacama border dispute between Chile and Bolivia began in the 1800s over these resources. Because of the lack of rainfall, the environment offers little support to agriculture, but some farming is done near the river oases. Lemons are grown on the shores of the salt marshes, while potatoes and alfalfa are grown near the lower river. Despite extremes and desolation, there is stunning beauty, and tourism is now one of the major sources of income for the area. With the Andes as a backdrop, the desert contains five snow-topped volcanoes, which are the highest volcanoes in the world. The desert also has impressive geysers, lagoons, and other spectacular natural features. In addition, these beautiful and rare sites draw scientists wishing to study the area, and, as a result, environmentalists are concerned about the number of people who enter the Atacama, and the environmentalists claim that the visitors have not been educated sufficiently to understand the delicate balance that is needed in this environment. Urbanization and mining operations have already brought about some damage, and overgrazing of domestic livestock has occurred in the north, as has commercial gathering of rare plants, including cacti and bulbs. It's hard enough for plants to grow in this area as it is, without having their growth cycles broken up by humans.